Praise the Lord. When God gave me the Holy Ghost. I didn't know the love of God until then. Then God shed it abroad in my heart. And the only way you can know the love of God is to have it shed abroad in your heart so that you become that love. So that you are and you do and you act, you live this love. And then it has to go on to perfection in us. Love has to be perfect in us. Perfect love has to be perfect. Jesus was perfect, and yet he had to be perfect. And this is the great way of God, that he takes us on and perfects it all in us. Alright. It's the Holy Ghost. You don't strive after love. It's no good anybody striving after love. God knows that would be foolish to tell people to strive after love. He says, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and he'll shed it abroad in the heart.
Glory.
That's right. Receive the Holy Ghost. He sheds it abroad in the heart.
Exactly.
It's something that one simply finds moving within oneself. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the great eternal lessons are going on. How to learn it under this circumstance, how to apply it in the next circumstance, and so then we can stop this love being ministered among us. Then he scored a major victory. If he can get us onto judgment and criticisms, and however high-sounding or well-meaning all these judgments may be, as supposed in the body of Christ, if you think the way a body judges itself, it does it by eliminatory processes. It judges that this is wrong, so there are glands and things that eliminate it within a body, and we're like this in the body of Christ, so that we can go on and grow in all this great goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When God baptized Commissioner Brengel in the Holy Ghost, his famous testimony is one I shall never forget. It made a bigger and lasting impression on me. He is the son of a very, very wealthy family. I believe it was a Boston, somewhere in the United States. He was a Salvation Army man. And anyway, he gave it all up. He left it all for the Lord and displeased his family, etc. But he said when God did it, he got up and he walked across Boston Common. And he loved everything. He loved the brambles that ran across the path. He loved the dew on the grass. He loved the sun in the sky. It was a gorgeous morning.
Glory.
He finally had a heart of love, you see.
Glory.
This is it. He was there. It's no good trying to get love. It's no good trying to get love. It's something that God just sheds abroad in the heart. I was there, or he didn't. You can preach about the love of God, like I can say, oh, God so loved the world, he sent his son, all the proper and famous and familiar texts. But this is something of experience. And God just does it. That's all I can tell you. I mean, I could preach for an hour on it, but to sum it up, that's what it is. God just does it. And, that's about what we were thinking last night. Your mind's changed, you know. You can't think hateful things.
Yeah.
You can't carry on in the mean, small way anymore. It's impossible. And therefore, hallelujah, we're on the most excellent way. Learning through walk therein. Amen. Praise God.